This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
These forces have remain determined to undermine and roll back the progress you all have made. And this time, they, not you, have an ally in the White House. This time, they have an ally. There are a small percentage of the American people, virulent people, some of them the dregs of society. And instead of using the full might of the executive branch to secure justice, dignity, safety for all, the president uses the White House as a literal bully pulpit, callously exerting his power over those who have little or none.
That's the leftist version of how to win friends and influence enemies. Joe Biden calling you the dregs of society. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm one of the dregs of society, according to Joe Biden, but they live in opposite world, which means we are amazing American citizens. We are the best people on the planet. You've heard me say this. If you listen to this station, you've heard me say it dozens, if not hundreds of times. The best people in the world, bar none, is the conservative American. There is nobody that is more tolerant, that is more loving, more giving, more accepting than the conservative American. I'm talking about just across the board. Do we have our knuckleheads? Absolutely. But our knuckleheads are, I'm talking a small fraction of the knuckleheads on the left. And Joe Biden, a guy who was the number two person in this country, dares to call well over half of it a bunch of the dregs of society. Look, I think that the left are idiots above, beyond reproach. I mean, it's hard to believe that you can be that stupid. But you know what? I love them as American citizens so much that I'm willing to sacrifice. I'm willing to pay my taxes to help them. Look, I don't have any illegitimate kids that I'm taking care of, but I'm taking care of Ray Ray's, and I'm okay with that up to a point. I'm okay with taking care of meth heads. I've never done a drug in my life, but I'm okay with having to pay for some rehab. I've lived a relatively healthy life, but I'm okay with taking to the people that smoke all the time, eat bad food, won't exercise, etc. I'm willing to look at all of them. I'm willing to take care of some people that don't want to work or can't work for whatever reason. I don't understand the mentality, but I'm willing to do that, and so are you. And Joe Biden has the nerve to call you and me, the hardworking American people, the pulse of this country, the heartbeat of it. He calls us the dregs of society. And he wants to be president. He sat underneath the guy who looked at this country and said, we need to come together as one during his campaign speech. And he ran this country anything but. He separated black folks against cops, black folks against white folks, women against men, gays against straights, and on and on. And he says we're the ones who are the dividers. And he continues to make speeches like this. And here's Donald Trump saying, what? America first. Make America great again. He's not talking about make white America great again, white America first, men in America first, or whatever. He's saying all the things that you would think would resonate with true Americans. And by the way, it does, because it resonates with us. And the left says, he's a divider, man. Those NFL kneelers are who we should be taking, you know, our cues from, as opposed to the president of the country who says, look, you don't kneel when the national anthem is played for any reason. You don't do it. There's no special interest that supersedes this country. And you know what? Donald Trump is right. And it shows up across the board. Look, I don't know what the NFL ratings are. I don't care. Listen, Nike's rebound. Trust me when I tell you, folks, if you plan to be anti-American in America, there is no future in it. And until now, it used to be baked in our DNA. When you were a kid growing up in America, you respected the flag, you respected the anthem, you respected certain traditions and iconic values and things and images that we have. But not anymore. We've got to start baking that back in. And what it requires is that we fight. It requires that you say, look, you want to burn the flag? Understand, I might just punch you in your mouth. You want to talk smack about America? I'm going to get in your face. I know. There's Kevin talking about getting in people's faces, confronting. Do you confront anything? I'm just curious. For those of you who are out there going, man, Kevin, can you ever just be diplomatic? I'll ask you this. Do you ever confront anything? Is there anything that gets you to make, where you finally go, that's enough? Enough is enough. I don't know. Maybe it's some neighbor that's needling you, you know, all the time. It's a person at your work. Maybe it's a family member who's calling you stupid for voting for Trump. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to tell you something. I sleep very well at night. I don't get excited about anything going on outside of the periphery of my little world because I confront. I don't leave it to fester. I don't go, well, you know, Bill's having a bad day. If Bill's having a bad day, I'll say, hey, Bill, you seem like you're having a bad day, bro, but you're not going to take it out on me. You go find the source or go get a sounding board, find yourself a punching bag in your basement. Go knock on that a little bit because you're not going to take your frustrations out on me. We cool? Because, see, if you want to allow yourself to be a punching bag, people are going to use you. They're going to punch you. Joe Biden is talking smack about us. I don't give a crap about Joe Biden. I don't give a crap about his son's brain cancer. I don't give a crap about whatever his ideology is and whatever makes him say that. For him to call me, you, all of the people that support our point of view, the dregs of society, is flatly stupid. It shows me that he doesn't have a care in the world about us. And honestly, Joe Biden needs to be confronted. And if anybody had any guts there, they'd stand up and say, hey, you know, Vice President Joe Biden, we may agree on ideology, but you need to stop calling the other side names. You need to stop telling these people that they're the deplorables, the dregs of society, and the 5,000 other things that we've called them. Because you know what they've done? They've kicked our butts at the polls. And we've done it. You don't see it every time because we only measure with presidential elections. Barack Obama, 2008, 2012. But let me tell you, look at 2014, 2010, 2014, 2016, and soon to be 2018, and tell me who's winning. Because I know who's winning. We are. The dregs of society. And when somebody says that, and you confront them and say, no, Joe, you're the dregs of society. That's why you're not in office. And that's why you can't make a living doing anything except causing trouble. Anyway, I'm going to cause a little trouble today. I'm glad you guys are hanging in there with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh my gosh, that Ocasio-Cortez is so rife for spoofing the future of the Democrat Party, they said of this girl. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Tom Flores, the DNC leader, called her the future of the Democratic Party. If that's your future, shame on you. You should be ashamed of yourself to say that, Democrats. But hey, I'm not going to stop you. You are who you are. You know, it's foolish to be a Democrat today. They know it. Every single day, you get vindicated, and the Democrats hate you for it, and they double down on their lunacy. I talk about the death spiral. I talk about how these people don't want to recognize real life, the reality of the condition they're in, which, by the way, is a better place for them. It's better for them. Speaking of Democrats, there was a guy, he called the show, he's like, Kevin, I want to debate you, we need to set it up. I said, okay, great, let's set up Skype. And I was late, I'll be honest with you, I gave him my Skype address and everything, and he had sent me his, yeah, here's where you can reach me. I connected with him, and he has yet to Skype with me so we can get this debate going, because I want to play it for you guys, because I've taken on all challengers. I told you guys, the smarter a Democrat thinks they are, please have them call. I will show you how dumb they are. The smarter that you think they are, the dumber I will show you they are. Have them call the show, 844-551-8255. I want to make sure people understand I'm not afraid to debate any Democrat anywhere. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and I told him, there's a reason why Trevor Noah, who knows who I am, won't have me on his show. There's a reason why Bill Maher, who knows who I am, won't have me on his show. There's a reason why The View, who know who I am, won't have me on their shows. And I'm just telling you, there's a reason. I can get special dispensation from Fox to go on any of those shows anytime they want to invite me. They know who I am. They'll invite other people, but they won't invite me. You want to know why? Very simple. It's a career-limiting move. I will embarrass Trevor Noah to such a degree that he will lose so much credibility, they won't air the show. I would tape it, by the way, so I could make sure everybody saw exactly how it went. Because they would either cut it or they would not show it at all. I did a radio segment one time with a guy, a big leftist. You cannot find my show. You can Google every show this man has ever done. What's his Tom... What's his name? He's up in New York. Why is it escaping me? Anyway, I did his show. I crushed this guy. They would not send me a segment, and you cannot find it. That's how bad it was. So when I tell you I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is, let's do it. I will debate them anytime, anywhere. The only stipulation we have is we can fully record it for ourselves, and if you don't air it, we have the right to air it. And let's go. So I put that out there so you guys understand who you're listening to. And speaking of myself in the third person, Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. You need to feel confident that when you tell people, oh man, this dude, Kevin Jackson, you can feel confident that I have zero fear of them. If it's a topic where I have expertise, rest easy, my friend. I will represent you, the conservatives, whatever thing we consider ourselves to be, I will represent us to the best. There will be nothing better that you will hear that comes out of anybody's mouth in terms of me debating them. None. And the smarter they think they are, the better. So let's do it. Anyway, the whole reason for this was Ocasio-Cortez, this is a girl that doesn't want media at her events. She doesn't want controversial topics brought up. They have to keep you away from her. If I was running for political office, you, next question. All right, boom, just shut you down. You, next question. Okay, bam, just kicked you down. Boom, 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 boom. It would look like a drive-by with the media when I was done. So why not Ocasio? So they were spoofing her, and it was hysterical. This Babylon Bee spoofed this girl, and here's what they wrote. In an interview on Meet the Press Sunday, Democratic conventional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez scolded American leaders for not setting the minimum wage as high as Venezuela, whose hyperinflated currency is forcing minimum wage increases all year long. Ocasio-Cortez then pointed out that if we would just raise the minimum wage to somewhere in the millions, like the socialist South American country did, everyone will be a millionaire. And then here's what they wrote about her. This is what's so funny. Venezuela's minimum wage is like millions per month, and ours isn't even close to that, she said. Our minimum wage is like $7 or something. We call ourselves a developed country, but we don't even just like print nearly as much money as Venezuela and give it out for free because of businesses and corporations and things like that. Oh, man. I don't know who tried to capture the voice of Ocasio-Cortez, but it's hysterical what they did. And then they go on to say this. She also called Venezuela's leaders really smart for overloading the economy with more currency, and called on America's leadership to do the same. And she says, it just goes to show that socialism is better because you can inflate the currency to a lot more, and more is better than less, obviously. It's just common sense, and you know, like human rights and stuff. So I retweeted this, but I told people, look, understand, this is a spoof. Because if you read it, you might actually believe she said it. And that's what's so scary, is you might believe it. Bernie Sanders is still running around talking about Venezuela is good for having food lines because, you know, it just goes to show that the government is needed. I mean, it's the craziest comments. This is who they call their future. The future of the Democratic Party. And now I know that was a spoof, but it's something that Ocasio-Cortez could very well have said. It is what many people believe. Now, let's look at who did exactly what they did in Venezuela. Do you want to know who did exactly what they did in Venezuela? Barack Insane Obama. Barack Insane Obama. Printing money to the tune of $1 trillion a year. $1.2 trillion the first year, $1.1 trillion. And finally got it down to just under $1 trillion. But he printed well over $8 trillion of inflated money, money that had no backing whatsoever. It wasn't to replace old currency. It wasn't to keep up with anything. It was just printing new money for the sake of it. That's what he did. And that's what Hillary Clinton probably would have continued doing because she would not have been able to build an economy, which is what Donald Trump has done. So, you know, this may be a spoof. It may sound like a spoof, but it's unfortunately too close for comfort. This is what the left does. The future of the Democratic Party. And I don't know who did. I don't know much about this Babylon Bee. Is it a lefty, righty, whatever? But the idea that people are spoofing her to this degree should be disconcerting for the Democrats who believe her to be their future. I would suggest they rethink that, and I don't want to give them a strategy, but she's not one I'd bet on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
We have an Attorney General. I'm disappointed in the Attorney General for many reasons, and you understand that.
President Donald Trump earlier today, now the president did later appear to soften his stance on the Attorney General Sessions by saying that the beleaguered Sessions was often absent and performing poorly in his role as Attorney General. Meanwhile, four people were wounded in an office shooting just outside of Madison, Wisconsin today. This eyewitness describes the scene.
Unfortunately, we ran to the windows to see, you know, and that's when we saw the police officers getting out of their vehicles and running towards the building. And we were never really notified as to what was going on. You know, we were just standing there watching as all these police officers were coming in. And then a couple of our coworkers were in the back stairwell, and they're like, there's blood all over the back sidewalk. You know, and so we were just kind of standing there and, you know, what's going on?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The New York Times had to issue a retraction. Did you guys see this? A retraction. And here's what it said. An earlier version of this article and headline created an unfair impression about who was responsible for the purchase in question. When Nikki Haley is the current ambassador to the United Nations, the decision on leasing the ambassador's residence and purchasing curtains was made during the Obama administration, according to current and former officials. The article should not have focused on Ms. Haley, nor should a picture of her have been used. The article and headline now have been edited to reflect those concerns, and the picture has been removed. And what they did is they told a story of Nikki Haley paid $53,000 for some curtains up in the ambassador's residence and blah, 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 blah. She had nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing. That's their retraction. And by the way, hidden way deep, that's the New York Times. They make it appear that Nikki Haley is frivolously spending money. Let me tell you something about the Obama administration. There is nobody frivolously spending money. People are smart enough to go, you know what? If there's anybody that's going to be looking at every nickel, it's going to be Donald Trump. Now, what the real headline should have been, I mean, think about it. It was an incendiary headline. It was meant to incite people to go, the nerve of Nikki Haley. And then you find out it's an Obama-era purchase. Are you not still just as outraged? But what did they do? Oh, it's been edited to reflect the change. Does it say outrageous spending during the Obama administration? Where was Barack Obama on this? Of course not. Because that's not what the left does. That's not their agenda. Their agenda is to look at every single person in the Obama and the Trump administration and to make them look bad any way they can. I want you to understand that is their motivation. So when you get up in the morning, and I'll tell you, me, when I get up in the morning and I'm telling people, hey, I'm up to kick some liberal buttocks, don't look at me like, ooh, Kevin's just a mean-spirited guy. No, I'm responding back. What I tell you guys all the time, I don't pick any fights. Never picked a fight in my life. But I will absolutely not run from it. It's unbelievable to me that, you know, they would pull something like this. It's outrageous when they want Nikki Haley to you know, put this on Nikki Haley. It's this $52,000 in draperies. What kind of draperies are these? But then they find out Obama does it. Hey, we've corrected the article, and it no longer reflects on Nikki Haley. And, hey, you know what? Moving right along. In sports, in weather, hey, what about that Hurricane Florence? Yeah, she was so devastating, right? What, a dozen people are killed, give or take. And let me tell you, a few weeks from now, some Democrat's going to say, 3,000 people. 3,000 people were killed in North Carolina and President Trump did it. And it was all because of global warming. Jerry Brown will say that because he loves it. They point the finger somewhere at something else. It's an act of God, nature. Oh, they don't say act of God. It's a natural occurrence. Oh, it's those doggone conservatives. If they didn't have their crazy ideologies, you know, then we wouldn't have earthquakes and tornadoes and mudslides and floods and things like that. Oh, really? I mean, there are people that believe that these things are tied to our behaviors. Even, and don't dismiss us either. Christians will say, you know, that major catastrophe that happened on that tsunami is, you know, God speaking to us and saying we're doing the wrong things. Look, God can speak to us and tell us we're doing the wrong things. But let me tell you what that that tsunami was. It was a natural occurrence that is going to occur again. And if you live in a coastal region, you're going to have that type of thing happen. Inasmuch as if you live in the Kansas, Texas, you know, corridor there, you're going to have tornadoes and people are going to get killed. And it isn't God saying, I'm going to send tornadoes down to kill you. That's what the world is going to do, because that's what it takes for this only little place in space that apparently seems to hold life in abundance and flourishing in the way that it is. That's what it takes for it to survive. This earth, when you look at it from space, it's so gorgeous. It's beautiful. And, you know, I marvel at it. Honestly, when I see those shots, I think to myself, look at that blue ocean. Look at that topography. But I also say, you know what? You got to have hurricanes. You got to have tornadoes. You got to have mudslides and floods and earthquakes and all these other things to have this beautiful place. In order to have this beauty, you have to have this complete destructive forces that challenge us, because you know what? They kill our friends. They kill our family members. They do all these horrible things. You know, sinkholes. I mean, I saw this story. A brother, his sinkhole sucked up his brother in the middle of the night. It killed him instantly. And his brother's in another room. It could have been him. I mean, can you imagine? And having to rationalize, why me? They call it survival, guilt. Survivor guilt. I mean, but that's the way the world is. And I guess part of me looks at it and says, I guess that's why we got to deal with these leftists. We have to, you know, the world, imagine life without them. Imagine life without the left. Always looking for something to complain about. Always looking for, like this Nikki Haley thing, always looking for a reason to be mad at you. And then when it turns on them, they're like, well, I don't know. Well, what do we say? Anyway, Kev, let's just move on. Have some coffee. I'm not just moving on. You want to know what's going on with these guys? They are getting, just recently, they are finding out that we already know about this thing with the Steele dossier. But now we're getting even more breaking news. And what did I tell you guys? This has nowhere to go except to spin back on the left. We have a clip, right?
Alexander Downer is a key in the Russia investigation, but one most Americans have never heard of. In 2016, the Australian diplomat alerted U.S. intelligence that Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos boasted to him in a London bar that Russia had emails that were damaging to Hillary Clinton. This tip prompted the FBI to open up the Russia-Trump collusion investigation. But a decade before he became an FBI tipster, Downer was Australia's foreign minister. In 2006, he signed this document with Bill Clinton that approved $25 million in Australian aid money to go to the Clinton family charity to help fight AIDS in Asia over 4 years. That decade-old relationship is attracting new scrutiny now. Republican investigators in Congress say the FBI never alerted them to the fact that their original source in the Russia case had a multi-million dollar connection to the Clinton charity. And they say it means that all of the early sources the FBI used to start an election year probe of Donald Trump came from people with connections to his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, including the infamous Steele dossier funded by her campaign.
The Clinton's tentacles go everywhere. So that's why it's important we continue to get new and new information every week, it seems, that just sort of underscores the fact that The FBI hasn't been square with us.
Officials with the FBI and Russia Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller are declining comment about Downer. Australian officials confirmed they gave the money to the Clinton Foundation that Downer committed and said it helped tens of thousands of HIV-infected patients in Indonesia, Vietnam, and China. Australian auditors who looked at the grant years later agreed it helped lots of people, but it also raised concerns the project suffered from some, quote, management weaknesses, unquote. Clinton spokesman Nick Merrill told The Hill that it was, quote-unquote, laughable to connect his 2006 approval of an AIDS grant and his 2016 cooperation with the FBI. Clinton Foundation officials say the charity got the money from Australia on the merits of Bill Clinton, who had championed smart ways to help AIDS patients. Republicans say they intend to investigate Downer's past connections to the Clinton Foundation and his role in the Russian collusion investigation that's now dominating headlines.
What did I tell you guys? I told you it doesn't matter where this Russia investigation goes. I dare you. Go look at the people who've been convicted outside of Michael Flynn, who's going to get his get out of jail free card. Outside of him, look at anybody on there. And by the way, Michael Flynn didn't do anything wrong. He just didn't declare that he had some meeting. But he didn't do anything wrong. But go look at him and tell me these people that this is what the results of this investigation should have gotten. And now you're going to watch it spin on the Clinton Foundation, a host of other things, because when it turns, it's going to turn viciously. And what I want you to understand is it's starting to turn. Now think of it's a big ship out to sea and it's starting to turn. We're not talking about, a guy running, what do they call it, when we used to run in basketball, where you go up and come back down. I forget what we called it. They call them killers or whatever. But that you can turn on a dime if you're a good athlete. But if you're a big tanker, it takes you a while to turn. Well, it's turning. But when it starts turning, the momentum in which it comes at you is going to blow the left away. And it's not going to be fun for them. And I know people, Kevin, you've been talking about this for a while. Look, this is fast what's happening right now in this investigation. This is fast. And it's fast going to turn on the left. And this little tidbit here, that even the Australian guy was tied to the Clinton administration. How are you going to ignore all this? New struck text, etc. You can't. That's the short
answer. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices. And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support, so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
All right, everybody. I just want to give you a little more context in this Nikki Haley thing in the New York Times. They did the retraction. $52,701 on new drapes. The headline read this: Nikki Haley's view of New York is priceless. Her curtains, $52,701. Now, before I talked about it earlier, but I want to go into a little bit more detail because we segued into more fake news stuff, and this is around the dossier, which is what they used to supposedly start the witch hunt on Donald Trump. Everything's crumbling in their faces, and I'm going to segue this time into another thing, which is ratings on the lamestream fake news media. But how do you... Nikki Haley's view of New York is priceless. Her curtain's $52,701. Now, I don't know how else you can interpret that headline except to say, look at this self-indulgent little UN ambassador, which spending all our taxpayer dollars. Yeah. See, the ambassador's 6,000 square foot apartment on First Avenue is used to entertain diplomats, and indeed, it does have a priceless view of Manhattan. And the curtains installed were, quote, just as the department was undergoing deep budget cuts and had frozen hiring. Now, as if there were any deep budget cuts during the time of Obama. But this article reads, but all that distorts the actual timing and context of Drapegate, which the Times tried to pin on Haley and the Trump administration. In fact, readers who merely scanned the headline and photo, thinking it was another Trump administration expense account scandal, might have missed several important pieces of information in the body of the story, starting with the sixth paragraph. Now, here's why I'm getting into this. The New York Times knew that this was not Nikki Haley's problem, nor was it the Trump administration's issue. But here's what it says. The Drape expenditures were authorized and approved by the Obama administration in 2016. Miss Haley had no say in the purchase, a spokesperson for Nikki Haley said in the article. But that's the title they ran with. Now, you tell me, what are your thoughts? You run with the title, Nikki Haley's View of New York is Priceless, or Curtains 52,701. What impression do you think that leaves? We've had this discussion before when I told you guys we had a segment. And we'll bring it back at some point. Just been busy. But we called it headlines. And I would tell you guys, I'm just going to read you the headline. You give me your perception based on the headline, or we'll just riff on it and have some fun with it. But one of the two things. But the headline will either be crazy funny, crazy stupid, or completely misleading. And that's why I told you. I'm going through looking for news and stuff to write about or to talk about, whatever. I won't click on a New York Times, a Washington Post, or any leftist thing that wants to lead me into look at what the Trump administration did. Because they're trying to sucker you. They're looking for titles that will lure you in. They put that title there so a bunch of lefties could click on it. And then you get down into the sixth paragraph, and then they want to share with you, oh, by the way, it was during the time of Obama, and Nikki Haley had nothing to do with the purchase. Why put her in the title? Now, you can draw your own conclusions. You don't need Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show telling you this was a scam. This was intentional to make Nikki Haley look bad. You don't need me to tell you that. Because you know it. Now, there are going to be people saying, Kevin, you're leading them down the path. You're telling people what to think. Okay. Because any other way to think on this means you're a bonehead, one of those, idiot. And you can't think for yourself. This article has nothing to do with Nikki Haley. This article has nothing to do with the Trump administration. This article should be a hit piece on Barack Obama. And for the record, if you got a great place overlooking Central Park in Manhattan's upper whatever side at First Avenue, and it's to entertain diplomats, I presume the curtains probably cost $50,000. I don't even see it as a scandal. Oh, Kevin, it was during the time of budget cuts. Really? In our government, $52,000, we lose that. In the time it takes me to make this statement, we've lost $150 million or so. I don't know. I'm just joking on that. But we certainly lost more than $50,000. So what are you talking about? I'm not trying to be frivolous with money. But if we're going to represent our country, I understand this. They're going to have the best silver. They're going to have the best carpet. Have you ever been in anything that's an official thing? Holy cow, man. You know what I always ask every time I go to one of these big events like that? I think to myself, holy cow, just the catering. If I could just have the money for the catering, you know, what could I do with that? If I could just have the money, you know, for the silverware they're using, you know? If I could just have the money for the furniture I see in this room. You know, that's my thought. As a poor kid growing up, I'm thinking, man, we waste a lot of money on on things that, quite frankly, are frivolous. But it all works out in the end. You know, the wait staff ends up eating different things. The flowers go home, you know, to people's spouses or daughters and sons, whatever. You know, it all, it's kind of like, you know, when a whale dies in the ocean, everything eats. So, yeah, there's this feast, and all the little people get fed some kind of way. And that's the only way you can rationalize it. But I don't blame Barack Obama for having these dinners that have become tradition, you know, where you bring in delegates and all that. And it costs a fortune to do all of it. But that's the nature of the beast. But tell us the truth. And don't try to make Nikki Haley and the Trump administration bad, because what they want to do is say, oh, Donald Trump acts like he's being a fiscal, you know, fiscally responsible for our money. And look at what he does with these curtains. Look at what he allows Nikki Haley to do. They did the same thing with Ben Carson on his some piece of office furniture. Ben Carson, he ordered this kind of office furniture. I've seen these types of things bring people down. It happened to a superintendent in Dallas. She was a lefty having an affair with the CFO, and he narked on her for buying a $13,500 desk. And you guess what he had done? He'd stolen $4 million, got immunity, because he says, I've got some dirt on the superintendent. And it was for purchase of a $13,500 desk. He built himself and his best friend a $2 million homes, two of them, side by side. They were perpendicular to each other on, I don't know, like an acre out in DeSoto, Texas. And he used all the building materials that were part of the school's bricks and, you know, HVACs. He bought all that stuff for his home and his best buddy's home, and he got immunity for saying somebody bought a $13,000 desk. That's the way, that's what we live in today. Is that type of place where we give the crook immunity and a person who maybe had, I mean, I don't know whether she, this lady's name was Yvonne Gonzalez, if you want to look it up, but I don't know whether she bought the desk, authorized the desk, but he set her up. That much I do know. He set her up. Anyway, just, the misleading of this, and this is why Donald Trump talks about fake news. This is why you should never trust anything that the leftist media tells you. I'll tell you right now, I'm a realist. I'm going to look at a story, give you my honest opinion, because I'm an opinion writer, and you can take it or leave it. But I'm not going to leave information out or intentionally try to do something, because if it goes wrong, if it's wrong, it's just wrong. It's like I've been rethinking my views on the Catholic Church, and I'm not going to be able to get to it today, but I've been talking about this Catholic Church thing, and I'm rethinking my views, because I remember when I thought, all these scandals with these kids and these pedophiles, that's not real. It is real. The church has been doing this, and it's time we call them out. And I know there are Catholics out there going, Kevin, no, it's a touchy subject. I don't care if it's a touchy subject. If it were Baptist, I'd be saying the same thing. I grew up Baptist. If it were non-denominational, I'd say the same thing. I'm non-denominational, but I'm not going to let it go. Because it's uncomfortable for my Catholic listeners or Catholic fans. Sorry. Anyway, I want to talk about CNN before we get out of here. Ratings down 41% in daytime, 36% in primetime compared to the same period last year. Ad week. CNN ranked number 6 across basic cable in primetime. Number 5 in total day this past week. Despite the top 10 finish, -36%, -41%. Lower, get this, than Nickelodeon. More kids are watching TV than adults are watching CNN. And get this, almost even with HGTV.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.